time is 9:39 a.m. This is the Coffee Table, and it's the Super Pride edition of Coffee Table. And for me, it's not Pride without Cece Peniston. Keep giving me your love, the West End mix. And there are so many guests ready to go for this second half of Coffee Table. We want to focus on LGBTQ youth. And so I have some information from Sierra Moscios at the Rec Room, but I'd like to start with Audrey Gifford. If you are ready to go, Audrey, the reason why I want to start with you is because we had a little bit of a conversation about choosing our roots. Also, Tony Bachlon from Seward talked about it as well. I'd love to learn more about it.
Yeah, so Choosing Our Roots expanded down to the peninsula in October, and we serve the peninsula, so Homer, Seward, and the Kenai-Soldotna area. And we serve queer youth ages 13 to 24 that are at risk or experiencing homelessness. And we provide all kinds of different supports for them, and we house them. We're a host home program, so we recruit volunteers to become host homes, and then they go through a training process and house youth.
Well, and also, because I just want to make clear to people that houselessness, homelessness is so closely paired with queer youth. Being kicked out of your house, it's not, I mean, things have improved, but when I was a teenager, we saw the risk. If someone came out, odds are they'd be turned out of their house and told never to come back. So you cannot separate issues of queer youth from issues of houselessness and homelessness. And I'm wondering if you can be a little more specific about how a person becomes involved, can become a host home.
Yeah, so first I just wanted to say that the Trevor Project just released some national data, and they said that they found 40% of youth experiencing homelessness were LGBTQ. So you're right, there is a huge correlation there. And so somebody can email me. My email is Audrey, A-U-D-R-E, at choosingourroots.org, and inquire about becoming a host home. And then we will, we do a virtual info session, and then we do a two-day training over the weekend where we do a lot of education on mandatory reporting, on LGBTQ competence, on adultism. It's a wide variety of subjects that someone will become trained on, but we are in desperate need of host homes here on the peninsula. We have a lot of youth that are experiencing houselessness.
Right. The need far outpaces the number of homes that you have that people can go to, that kids can go to.
Absolutely.
So I am going to talk a little bit about the Rec Room. Sierra Moscios sent me some information about the Rec Room, which is part of the Kachemak Bay Family Planning Clinic family, and it's on Ben Walters. And so I want to let you know what Sierra communicated. So Rec Room has LGBTQ plus group for youth every Wednesday from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Hey, that's today. So today from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., they meet in person upstairs at the Rec Room. The group is facilitated by Sierra Moscios and also by Frankie Opatz, a local licensed therapist who specializes in queer youth. And they most recently decorated the Rec Room as a group with flags, and they've been making posters and pride rocks and affirming a safe space for queer youth in a small town. Sierra also says, if you are sitting here listening, or you're listening and you're wondering how to support queer youth, she says, start using pronouns. It's a great start. Start telling people how you would like to identify. Oh, and I want to add one more thing to the Wednesday 4:30 to 5:30 meeting for LGBTQ plus youth. That is that you can also Zoom. So contact the Rec Room through their social media or by phone, and they can set you up to Zoom into the group. Jarena, where do you put your pronouns? On social media?
Yes.
Just so people can do this. And, you know, it's visibility.
It is.
If you are, if you're wondering why this is necessary, I just want to say that from hosting this show for not consistently for 18 years, but off and on for 18 years, the first thing I ask people is, how do you want to be identified? And how do you refer to yourself? And it wasn't until, you know, a few years ago that started to include people's pronouns, but it's just common courtesy, you know, to let people know how you want to be identified. Do you have some thoughts on that?
I really do. You know, I am blessed to have a very queer family. And throughout the youth of my children's, you know, teenage years now, I have been more than educated about the depth of our children and the awareness of recognizing each other in such a profound way, in that in an initial introduction between teenagers, they immediately start with what their pronouns are now as part of, hello, my name is, and these are my pronouns. And it's just been such a magical piece to witness and to partake in that recognition of each other, so that acceptance, and you can know that you're in a safe space to be yourself wholly, rather than trying to feel excluded and have to hide. And I think we are very fortunate in the Homer area to have the Rec Room to provide those services. Both of my children have spent a lot of time there, and that's how they connected. When we first moved here, we learned about the Rec Room really early, and that's how they made all their friends. That's how they tied into our community. They got involved. And I'm just really, really grateful for all the work that they do. So thank you, all of you who work there and participate and volunteer and even just go and enjoy the services that they provide, because it definitely reflects in the rest of the community.
So I want to include Irene in this section. Irene, are there resources for queer youth and just for youth in Homer that we've missed that you want to add? Because I know that you are a counselor at Sea Sparrow Counseling, and that you have a focus, or there is a focus there, on LGBTQ plus youth. And so I wanted to know if you have some information you can share with people about ways for youth to connect.
Sure, yeah. I mean, the Rec Room is a fantastic place, and it has amazing resources. They do have that LGBTQ support group via Zoom. We at Sea Sparrow are working on trying to organize an in-person support group as well. And we focus, like you said, on LGBTQ individuals. And we see people that are gender expansive, working on their gender identity, sexual orientation, sex positive space for people to learn about who they are and how they fit in this world. There is a lot of resources that are Alaska-wide. Gender Pack is a support group based out of Fairbanks, peer-to-peer support group, and they meet on Thursdays. Fairbanks also has a PFLAG chapter that PFLAG stands for Parents, Family of Lesbian and Gay Individuals, but it's for all gender expansive and sexual orientation individuals. Identity is a nonprofit based out of Anchorage, and they just opened the first LGBTQ health clinic in the state of Alaska. They opened about a month and a half ago, and they are a great resource for not only youth, but all LGBTQIA2+ individuals in the state of Alaska. And they can help with gender-affirming hormones, any kind of medical needs that individuals may have. Identity is a fabulous resource. And then there's many different Pride foundations that are around Alaska, and then nationally as well. The Trevor Project is a great resource that has been mentioned already, and they have crisis hotlines, the Human Rights Campaign, GLSEN, Lambda Legal. All of these are national organizations, but they can be used by anybody in the state of Alaska and also nationally. So,
right. Yeah. It's not like the old days when personal ads and classifieds in Out and the Advocate magazines were the way to connect, because there's so many more ways to connect now. Speaking of which, I skipped over the connection, ways to connect to the Rec Room. So if you would like to be a part of the LGBTQ youth group today from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. or any Wednesday, you can contact Sierra by email at recroom, R-E-C-R-O-O-M, at kbfpc.com, or you can call 907-235-3436 and ask for Sierra or the Rec Room. So friends, we are in the last 10 minutes of this hour. I want to thank you all, and I want to go around, first of all, and remind people of upcoming events, the things that are coming for us to do. So, Jarena, let's start with Audrey, because Soldatna is happening as we speak. They are priding and parading. So, Audrey, can you remind people of what's happening this week and how they can connect to Soldatna Pride?
Yeah, so Friday is the Pride Lunch at Three Peaks Mercantile, and that's at noon. And Saturday is our Pride Walk, and that is at noon as well. We're meeting at Soldatna Sports Center, and you can like the Soldatna Pride in the Park Facebook page to get updates about the events.
Thanks so much. And is there anything else that you feel like has gone unsaid that you would like to tell people this morning?
I just want to, express gratitude for our community, for the acceptance and support and love that they've shown our queer community. It's so different from when I was growing up, and it just makes me so excited for our young adults and for our queer elders that there is this visibility of support and affirmation.
Well, thanks so much for that. Also, shout out to the Pride community at large, because every person I contacted to say, do you want to talk about Pride? Do you want to talk about LGBTQ plus issues? Either that person immediately said yes, or they found me someone and connected me to someone who would love to be a part of it. So thanks for your participation. And so the next thing I want to do is move on to Jarena. And Jarena, can you remind people about the Homer Pride events?
We are hosting our Pride Walk on Saturday, June 19th. We will gather at the Herc at 10 a.m. and then we will start the Liberation Celebration at 11:30 until 2. So we will be there at the WKFL from there.
Thanks so much. And also in the Homer area on June 27th, there's going to be a barbecue and beach party at Bishop's Beach, also in celebration of Pride. And so the last thing I want to do is, I want to give you the same opportunity I just gave Audrey. Is there something you came here to talk about or anything that you would like to say in closing, or just issue an invitation for people to join up?
Oh, yes, please. We are very open to anyone who would like to get involved. There's a very small number of us planning events, and the more the merrier. And you can check us out on our Facebook page. We're at Pride 99603 on Facebook. And we look forward to meeting you in person and getting to work. So come on down.
Also, this slate of events is not set in stone. There's still room for people to say, hey, I want to do a storytelling event.
Oh, yes.
I want to throw a dance party. We're going to have a luncheon. Or there's all kinds of things that people can still do.
Definitely. And contacting us through our Facebook would be a great way to do that. We all have a Google form on there that if you're interested in even hosting a table at our event as well. I mean, there's just great ways to communicate with us so that we can get behind what you want to do, because that's what we're here to do, is support each other.
Thanks. That's Jarena Reed representing Homer Pride. And I just want to remind people that get ready and mark your calendars, because there is a raft of events in Seward coming up the last 2 days in July and the first day in August. And to connect to those events and sign up to, you know, take the cruise or be a part of the dance party or the link lip sync competition, then all you have to do is go to social media, notably Facebook, and search for the Seward Pride Alliance. And Irene Saxton, is there anything that we left?
Yeah, thanks, Kathleen. I just want to send out an invitation to anybody in the community that if anybody is struggling and they need to talk to somebody, we at Sea Sparrow have openings for individuals. We take insurance. We also have a sliding scale. And we are available to talk to people if they need support in the community, whether that's with gender-affirming care, whether that's coming out, whether that's just regular life struggles, anxiety, depression. It's been a hard year for people being isolated so much. And so I just want to extend the invitation that if you ever have any concerns or questions and you'd like to talk to a therapist, you are more than welcome to contact us. We have a website, www.csparrowcounselingandwellness.com, or you can call us at 235-2102.
Thanks, Irene. And Audrey, I'd like to give you the last word because I want one more reminder of how to connect with choosing our roots, when you might have a presence, the next time you have a presence in Homer, and how people who might want to become a host home can get involved.
Yeah, so I will actually be down in Homer on the 25th and 26th at Bishop's Beach for the low tide. So you can go tide pooling and come talk with me about choosing our roots. And you can also email me at audre@choosingourroots.org. And come learn how to be a host home or a young adult support person where you can help mentor young queer youth and help insulate and protect them from the world.
Okay, thanks. That is Audrey Gifford from Soldotna Pride, representing Soldotna Pride. Also thanks to Winter Marshall Allen and Jarena Reed from Homer Pride and Tony Bachlan from Seward Pride Alliance. Also Irene Saxton for Sea Sparrow Counseling and all of the help that Sierra Moskios put in the work ahead of time to make sure that the Rec Room can get connected with this show. So this has been The Coffee Table. I'm Kathleen Gustafson, and you'll be able to hear the entirety of this discussion later this afternoon at kbbi.org. Just look for the heading for The Coffee Table, and let's dance it out. I think Coffee Table is ending with the Pride Dance Break. This is KBBI Homer AM 890.